It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30. I'm Maria Chalais in for Jeff Kaplan. It's a scorching 101 degrees downtown. KSL's top story this hour. The investigation to a fire that destroyed an office complex in Sugar House may be especially tricky. Fire officials say the damage is so severe, a lot of the evidence might have burned away. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Fire crews were sent back out to the charred rubble on Ashton Avenue because the hotspots kept smoldering. Salt Lake City Fire Captain Tony Stowe says they use a special kind of foam that penetrates deeper into the wood.
That structure is quite old and has a lot of heavy timbers in it.
Seemingly every inch of the structure has been blackened. Stowe says it's common when the damage is this bad, crews can't find any evidence of accelerants or starting points.
Any sort of evidence is lost in a building that is so completely destroyed like that.
They're hoping nearby businesses have surveillance video or that one of the companies in the complex had their security video stored off-site. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The National Weather Service says Salt Lake City has broken its record temperature for June 14th. The service recorded 103 degrees Fahrenheit at the airport around 4:45, breaking the 101-degree record set back in 1974. This makes today the hottest of 2021. A major announcement today from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints surrounding education and service work. It's in partnership with the NAACP. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is at Temple Square with more.
This is a commitment of several million dollars over the next three years in scholarship funding for young Black Americans who will be the first to go to college. They also created the Amos C. Brown Fellowship to go to Ghana and $6 million in humanitarian money. Elder Ronald A. Rasband said afterward how much work has been happening since they met 3 years ago.
We've had self-reliance programs going in multiple cities across the United States where we've actually learned how to work together.
The leaders of both organizations praised each other for their shared values and desires to do good in the world. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A new name recommendation for Dixie State University. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has details.
The committee charged with recommending a new name for the university has decided on Utah Polytechnic State University with an alternative name of Utah Tech. The committee voted in favor of the name in an 11-3 vote, according to the Deseret News. It'll now go to the Board of Trustees for their consideration, then on to the Utah legislature before anything becomes official.
The name recommendation committee also voted earlier this month to drop the term Dixie from the school. Our top national stories this hour from ABC News. Energy supply in Texas could once again be a problem. ABC's Brian Clark says the state's power grids are again being tested and people are being asked to limit their use.
The council that oversees most of the energy grid in Texas is asking customers to curb their usage through Friday. ERCOT says grid conditions are expected to be tight for the month of June, and there are an unusually high number of forced generation outages. Temperatures are expected to approach the triple digits for much of the state this week, and ERCOT, which was scrutinized for power problems during unusual cold last winter, is asking customers to unplug appliances they don't need, refrain from using large appliances, and to set their thermostats to at least 78 degrees. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The U.S. is on the verge of passing 600,000 deaths from COVID-19. Health officials say this grim milestone is a reminder that the pandemic isn't over, even with infection rates dropping across much of the country. On the Senate floor today, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that he hopes this is the last somber pandemic milestone.
It is particularly jarring at this moment, a moment of recovery, optimism, and hope, to remember the enormity of lives lost over the past 15 months.
Senator Schumer says, as we take off our masks, go back to work and see our families, we should remember those who cannot. A former Air Force linguist convicted under the Espionage Act is out of prison today.
Her attorney said Reality Winner has been released from prison. She remains in federal custody in what's known as a residential reentry program, but her lawyer said exemplary behavior earned her early release. Winner was arrested in June 2017 and pleaded guilty the following year to leaking to The Intercept a classified report about Russian interference in the 2016 election. Her attorney said Winner would now work to heal the trauma of incarceration and seek a pardon.
KSL News Time, 5:35.
The Jazz and Clippers semifinals.
The Utah Jazz are hoping to extend their lead in the Western Conference semifinals against the LA Clippers tonight. The Jazz are up 2-1, but suffered a tough loss on the road Saturday. Coach Quinn Snyder shared his thoughts on what happened in Game 3.
You know, the Clippers really raised their level last game. At the end of the first quarter, we had, you know, an open look that we passed up and then missed a little floater, and then which could have given us the lead, and then had a breakdown defensively. I thought that was deflating. And, you know, then I think they continued to pick up their level. And even in, you know, late, you know, we hung in there and hung in the game. So I thought, you know, that was good.
The Jazz are on the road again tonight for Game 4 and will again be without guard Mike Conley. Tip-off is at 8. Ricky Meese, still big problems out there today?
Yeah, we've had a few more crashes. A couple of them in Utah County on north and southbound I-15, one in American Fork, the other one in Lehigh. Plus, we also have a crash for Wasatch County drivers. This is in Heber City, impacting both directions of traffic at Main Street and Center Street. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Ooh, not a day to turn on the oven. Are you thinking about picking up a pizza on your way home from work tonight? Well, what's your favorite pizza topping? Jeff Kaplan, coming up in his Minute of News, is going to tell us about a really strange one.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.